we're in the middle of the Indian of Nidrit Staka. We talked about last week about the Indian of the Pushkas. That was very negiah halachas. The Pushka, the money gets lost, and what happens? It gets mixed up. An idea of having to pay back your nidarim. So the Gemara is on Erechin, and this week I want to talk about one Indian that also comes up a lot of times. Someone makes a pledge or a neder to Staka, to a certain tzedakah, and then they decide that, you know, they want to use it for something else, or they want to give it to someone else, or they, yeah. So, for whatever reason, if you want to know the reason, you could ask David for the reason why someone would want to do that. So, Tanur Rabbanan. So, Gemara and Erechin starts off like this. Sela zu l'tzedaka. If you said that you're giving a sela l'tzedaka, actually, basali ad gabai, before you gave it away to the gabai, to the one collecting the money, mutal l'shanoisi, you're allowed to change it. Misha basali ad gabai, but once it comes to the ad gabai, then asal l'shanoisi, you cannot change it. So, right then and there, we have to understand, what does it mean, you're changing it or you're not changing it? What does it mean you're changing it from one sukkah to the other? So this seems to be a little bit of a machlokes that some rishonim learned, which is Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos, which is the arrow over here, the arrow over here on the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Baruch Pirish Mutu L'Shanoisei Mamish L'Mitzvah Acheres. You're allowed to even give it to a different mitzvah. So Avada, you made a neder. Your neder is that you're going to give tzedakah, sell all the tzedakah. So you can't decide one day, I'm chayzer, I'm not giving tzedakah. That you can't do. But the fact that you said I'm going to give it to one tzedakah, I'm going to give it to the Bikur Chaylim, and then you say, you know what, I want to actually rather give it to the yeshiva. So you're allowed to do that. Or even let's say yeshiva, let me have a good example.
Chinese.
You want to give it to something else, right? That's solo, whatever. So. Sure. So then says Rabbeinu Baruch that mutal l'shanoi say mamish l'mitzvah acheres. In other words, he's saying that that's a kiyum of your neder. Your neder was a generic. You're going to give tzedakah. You didn't say to whom, to what. So therefore, the fact, even if your das may have been to a specific group of people, a specific type of tzedakah, sounds like from him, as long as it's another mitzvah, it's mutar. However, v'im nader adam sel l'tzedakah l'aniyim yochal las is men a mitzvah acheres. Kol kamad l'lo also but says Tosfos, it's not mashma that way in the Lashon. What is the Lashon mashma? The Lashon's mashma from the Hemshech of the Gemara that we're talking about borrowing the money. You took money, a sela, you said I'm going to give this to tzedakah, and now you don't want to give a sela to tzedakah. You'd rather keep the sela and give four, give change or whatever. Or you want to borrow it and give it tomorrow, because now you're running low on cash, you want to borrow it, and you realize you can't give it away right now. Right? You need it, then I'll give it when paycheck comes, so you can go next week. That's what it's talking about. But Avada, whatever your das was when you gave it, you don't fulfill your neder by giving it to a different stock. Okay? So this is the two ways to learn this Gemara. Now, if you look in the Torah, the Torah seems to have learned the Gemara according to Rabbeinu Baruch, I think. He says, "Ha'omer selad l'tzdaka v'ifrishay, ach l'boli agavai, yochel l'shanoi say l'lavoi say l'tzarchay." You could borrow it v'ifraach etachta. But misha boli agavai also bein loy bein l'gavai l'lavoi say v'lefroy achetachta. You're not allowed to. Avo yecholim l'shanoi say mehadaver shenadar oisay l'tzarchay. You're allowed to change. It sounds like a Rabbeinu Baruch. You're allowed to change the neder from one thing. L'tzarch mitzvah acheres. Afil lo yifru acheres tachtel. So he learns the Gemara actually means, the Gemara itself means, Yachal Hashanaisa means to borrow.
Rabbeinu Baruch said that once it doesn't come into the hands of the Gabbai, and it seems like it's matched from the Torah that even if it does come in the hands of the Gabbai, you still have to change it.
So, what? Because it says Ava Yecholim.
Right.
What?
No, he could.
Right? Why are you saying the Gabbai?
No, both. The guy
can
change it too.
Yes, only the guy.
No, both. The guy can also.
But once he
gives it, of course he can't change it.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm saying, but until he gives it, he can change it.
It wouldn't say. I don't think it would say Yecholin. I think Yecholin is going back in the Bilem, not the Gabbai.
The Prisha's not like that.
I think the Prisha's saying something else. So, yeah. Let's see what the priest is saying.
I know it's a stretch to say it was right.
So, I'm not sure. The truth is very complicated what the Torah is saying over here. But what it would seem like, if anything, Fakir, I don't know if the Gabbai can change unless it's das tuvei ha'ir. So what it would seem like is right now is maybe the Torah is passing like Rabbeinu Baruch at first glance, that you are allowed to change one stuck to the other. Now, even though that's what it sounds like, in the Shulchan Aruch, it does not bring it down like that at all. The Shulchan Aruch only talks about borrowing the money, not borrowing the money. It doesn't talk about changing it from tzedakah to tzedakah. And the Aruch HaShulchan, which is the next page, when he's summarizing the sugya, he says, Vida, there is someone out there, Rabbeinu Baruch and Toysus, Sheyesh mi shepirish bezeh, Sha'amru, Da'ach lebali agave, mutu l'shanoysay, Da'akavana l'shanoysay l'mitzvah acheres. There's a sheet out there, up to Aruch HaShulchan, which is the next page, that you are allowed to change the mitzvah cheres. You can change it to another mitzvah. But no one holds like that. So this is the Aruch HaShulchan sums up the sheetas, and he says, no, you're not allowed to change from one stalka to the other. Zakta Aruch HaShulchan. And why not? Why not? Were they? It's because they were kind of it, or is it because a different reason?
You're talking about the neider catch.
Yes,
the
neider. The neider. The neider. We're talking. So v'nir lehedya da'afilu kaidem shifresh hasela asu l'shanes mitzvah cheres. Says Aruch HaShulchan, why can't you change it? The last line over there. The kivan shenodar letzdaka zu asu l'shanes letzdaka cheres. Because otherwise you wouldn't fulfill your neder. That's not a key to your neder. Your neder was to make a tzedakah over here. You're going to want to now go ahead and give the tzedakah somewhere else. That's not a kiyum of your neder. Azoi learned that, which is the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. That means
this is
that
we're talking about a general neder to a general
group of people. Okay, a general type of tzedakah. So you want to? I'm going to give it to poor people. You can't go ahead and say I'm going to go give it to yeshiva. Okay,
that's what it means. From mitzvah to mitzvah means from one type of tzedakah to another type of tzedakah. Or mitzvah to mitzvah means that you can't use it for tzedakah to buy a esrog. What does mitzvah to mitzvah mean?
It means another type of tzedakah. So you're not allowed to change it even from, because then it's not a kim or your neder. So the says also acheres. So you're not allowed to change it even to another tzedakah, not like the Torah. The Torah is bringing down Rabbeinu Baruch, and we don't pass like Rabbeinu Baruch. Okay, now. Now, one of the marmokim on this is the Ktzois. The Ktzois talks about this shaila, but before we learn the Ktzois, we have to. We can see what he says. He says, where I underlined the Shutar Advaz. He says, "Venira," the third line there. The kivan sheyachol l'shanas mitzvah cheres. You're allowed to change it, like it says, Rabbeinu Baruch. Dimnado letzdakal aniim yachol l'shanas mitzvah cheres. But then he says at the end over there, he says, "Reiv poiskim hold not like that." So okay, now, so this is the Indian. If you're allowed to change from mitzvah cheres, you're allowed to change your mind. Okay, so we say you're not allowed to change your mind to mitzvah cheres. However, now this is where I think the prisha comes in. Okay, the shaila is. What about within that mitzvah, are you allowed to change from one to the other? Okay? So here is where it gets a little bit more sticky. Let's say you say, I'm going to give money to yeshiva. And you say, you know what? I don't want to give to that yeshiva. I want to give to this yeshiva. Or, what comes up more often, I say, I'm going to want to give to this ani. And we spoke about, let's say he's not there and whatever, he runs away. But b'chol, I want to give to this ani. I'm going to give to another ani, another group of aniim. Okay? So, or anything which is one which is similar to the other. You let it change, me ani la ani. Okay? So this is where it gets a little bit complicated. Now, the reason maybe that this would be a little different, you'll tell me, is that, like this. As far as your neder is concerned, L'chaira, you didn't make a neder to give to this ani. You made a neder to give to aniyim. Okay, and even if you said, I'm going to give it to this ani, as far as your neder is concerned, it's considered a kiyum of your neder. Most poiskim all seem to say is that it's considered a kiyum of your neder. You said you're going to give to this ani. Okay, you give to a different ani. That's still, the fact that it's this ani versus that ani, it doesn't go into the neder, because that's not more of a mitzvah to give to him. It's not a different mitzvah. Since it's all the same mitzvah, give to one ani, to the ani, this yeshiva, that yeshiva, it's all the same neder. And mamela, mitzad your neder, your yoytze. So what's the shaila? The shaila is a lomdish shaila. And the shaila is like this. We know that there's a concept in Hilchis, in Hektish. It says, Amirosa la gavaya, kemisirosa la hedya dami. That by Hektish, let's say you want to give, you know, a brick for the Beis HaMikdash to put into their building, into the Beis HaMikdash. Now you're in your house, and you say, I'm giving this brick to Hektish. It becomes Hektish's brick. Now, normally you need a kinyan. If I want to give you something, I can't just say I'm giving it to you. We have to go make a formal kinyan now. You have to go, take, pick it up, do something. What about by Hektish? If I say I'm giving it to Hektish, the halacha is, no, amirasa legavaya, saying that it belongs to Hektish becomes Hektish. Not just it's a neder, it's a kinyan. It's a formal kinyan that it's chal, that it becomes Hektish's thing. Lamashal, since it's like I gave it to them, it's a shaila. It could be that if it gets lost, I don't have to do anything about it because it's theirs. Maybe I'm a shaymer, or maybe part of the neder was I'm going to deliver. But the point is, it belongs to Hektish at that point. So the Shaila and the Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim deal with the Shaila. What about by Tzedakah? If I say I'm going to give Tzedakah to this to somebody, does it become his? I mean, you're also the Gavoya, can we see you're also the Hedyoy? Then once I give it, I say I'm giving Tzedakah, it becomes the Ani's money. Imamish is like his money. Here's the Mardik and Afkamina. Or is it just a nether? What's an Afkamina? Here's the Mardik and Afkamina. Let's say a guy makes a nether. The Ketzois brings down a machuz between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. There was a big controversy, apparently. And this is Halach Maisa. I know someone who is a fundraiser of a big yeshiva. And he got a $500,000 pledge. And he went to go collect it. He flew into Los Angeles to go collect the pledge. And he gets there. Well, he didn't get there. He knew. But the person who made it had died. He goes to the kids, and the kid said, you're good friends with my father, but I have a lot of better things to do with my $500,000 than to give it to you. I have different friends. So the shaila is the children mechuyev to go pay the nidarm of the father. So the machlek is Beis Yosef and the Ramah. So Zuktuk Tzois, in one sad, that it could be that it depends on this. If you say, so the fact that he made an eder, it could be that they're already zoich, as long as the guy had the money in the bank. The guy had the money already. If he didn't have the money and he's making a pledge based on future money, maybe not. But if he had the money, and he had the money when he made the neder, then the money belongs to the aniyim. It belongs to that place. And in Mela, now, it's a moment is the good thing. The kids have to, they can't keep it. They can't keep it. But if it's just a neder, the kids don't have to pay up the nidarm of the father. That's his problem. The father also made a neder. He's going to fast every Monday and Thursday. It has nothing to do with the kids.
It has to be cash, so, or the real estate, or the property?
Well, if he has it. I don't know if it has to be cash. I don't know. It depends what his das was. If it's karka l'chashem karena t'nen alach, it's davar shel ba'olam, ayin shmuz from yesterday. I don't know exactly. So that's a shaila. If that's called davar shel ba'olam. But if you have the money, then it's a machlokes. Zok the ktsois, these two tzav. Now the ktsois ends up saying something very interesting, which is something else, which is it could be it's chal shibud nechasim for the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's a concept that for certain mitzvahs, your property has your property is achroi to pay back certain as pay certain mitzvahs like pidyon aben. Could be there's a shibud nechasim on the pidyon aben. So there could be there's a shibud nechasim on tzedakah. We're not going to get into that. Okay, but this is an example where this shaila would come up. It belonged to the aniyim. So here's the shaila over here. Is it considered that it belongs to the aniyim at the time that the aniyim actually at the time that he made the neder or not? Now, just to get into one more prat in the sugi before we get to Halacha L'maisa, is that if we learned the Gemara last week. Okay, we learned the Gemara last week. And the Gemara last week should be ma'ir to us a bam kash over here. The Gemara last week said is that one person hit the other one, and there was a knas. The knas was a seller. So the guy that was the victim, he said, "This doesn't pass for me to take a seller. Do you think that hitting me, you can get away with paying me a seller? Forget it. Just give the money to tzedakah." Then he decided, why am I getting stuck up on my pride over here? I'll take the seller. What do I care? So Rav Yosef said over there, Rav Yosef said, since I was standing there, so Yad Ani Em Anan, I'm the Gabbai Tzedakah. Since I'm the Gabbai Tzedakah, you can't be Chayzer, because now the Aniyim own it. The Aniyim own it. So frek the Kachsha, what do you need this for? If you hold that Mamiyas Lagvayk, Mamiyas Lahadyoid, anyway, the Aniyim owned it. Why do you need this extra idea that Rav Yosef was there? Okay.
We also said what the Lishnai
say. What? That's one kasha. The other kasha is bichlal. Is what's this whole shaila? Yachol Lishnai say, not Yachol Lishnai say. There's shaila Mirasal Gavaya. Can we start Lahedya? What's the whole shaila? If you could change it, you can change it. Okay. So the preacher's coming to address that question. So the preacher says is that when you make a generic neder to tzedakah in general, make a tzedakah. There's no one specific you're being makneh to. Then there's no Amiras L'Gavaya on that. Amiras L'Gavaya is only in the case where you're talking specifically to one Ani, or one yeshiva, or one. I'm giving it to you. If you say, I'm making an edit to the tzedakah, or making an edit to yeshivas, or I'm making an edit to Aniyim, and you don't say who, there's no Shaila, there's no Amiras L'Gavaya, can you say, Dami on that? Okay? The Shaila is, what about an individual person, that you made it to an individual place, a Moisid, or an individual yeshiva? That's where the Machlekes is. Okay? Now, That's the shaila. So why did Rav Yosef need to say Yad Ani Em Anan? So the emes is there's two pshatim in that Gemara, and you look in Tosis, there's two pshatim. One of the pshatim in Tosis was only because it was a davar shel baloyim. He didn't have the cash on him, and that's why he needed that shtickel. So chayv, and the only way to make the chayv is mamet shloshtim. But otherwise, he didn't. There was no way for him to do it. And it's complicated. But the point is that Gemara could be. You can answer according to one teretz, but otherwise, and the machin of says it's totally in these two teretzim had in that Gemara. It's a little complicated, but the point is, if you had that kasha, that's the answer. If you didn't have the kasha, you could ignore what I just said. The point is,
the bachlav would hold not like this.
What?
The bachlav was the one in Tosfos over there, right?
No. The Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel, correct. Yeah. Correct. So the other Teretz would not hold to this. Yeah. So this is a Shaila. Now, this is what the Ketzos is going on in a lot of Achrenim. Are you Mechuyiv? Can you change your mind? You said I'm going to make an edit to this Yeshiva, to this this Koilel, this Aniyim. Are you Mechuyiv to give it there, or you can give it to us somewhere else? This is a Shaila if they're kind of the money. Are they kind of the money? So
the guy's
neder, I'll say neder. I'm saying you're yoitze giving one yeshiva to the other.
No, he wants to take it back for himself. Rabbi Yosef's case.
What?
Rabbi Yosef's
case. No. So
the guy wanted to take it back.
Self to pay.
He's not his own mitzvah.
No. So they say he never made a neder. Just I'm giving it to you. That's called a neder, according to this pshat. So he says that's not called a neder. Just I'm giving it. He didn't say I promise I'm going to give. I'm giving this. It's nachalf, nachalf. That's what he says. So the now lemaisa. So how do we pass on the shaila of Amir Asal Gavoy Kmiyusrasil Hedya Dami? It's very complicated. The ktsais over here he brings down uveshut radvaz. Are you allowed to switch it around? So he says, as far as the neder is concerned, you're yoytzei. The shaila is the kinyan. So nira the kibud yochel shenos mitzvah cheres. According to Tosfos Rabbeinu Baruch, you're even allowed to switch to another mitzvah. Imkay nira duadin, the top of the page. Imkay nira duadin benoydel pliny ani. Kibud the loy amrina amira legavaya betzdaka. You don't say that it belongs to them. Ve'enu el mishum neder. The ksib befiches betzdaka. Sagi lit nolan yachir. You're allowed to. And then he brings down a sheet that says you do say amira legavaya k'misach le'adin tzchal kinyan. At the end of the paragraph, like 5 lines before the end, or two, 3 lines before the end, and says, "Avalafidat." 3 lines from the bottom, "Avalafidat." Rav Poiskim Damir Lani Eino Kinyan Elam Shum Neder Yachol Ulashana Slani Acher. He says that Rav Poiskim hold that we do not say I'm Yosel Gavak Misas Leidet. That's a ktsois. But I don't know that everyone counted up the Poiskim the same way that the ktsois did, because most people say Rav Poiskim said you do. We do say Amir Yosel Gavaya, and and that the Torah definitely passes like that. The Beisayser passes like that, and therefore a lot of places, a lot are machmir on this thing that if you promise to give a specific case to a specific ani, then you should give it to that specific ani. Now, what?
Maybe he had more poskim than we have,
or less. The Machne Ephraim, says. So if you had in mind, so he said that the Ramah brings two dais. So here's a shaila. I mean, if you put money, that's what we talked last week. If you put money in a pushka, so is that considered a nether and paying it right away, or is it, you didn't make a nether b'chol? So there's a tshuva from the Ber Moshe, the Ritzina, that says if you write a check, it's an unspoken nether. It's like a nether b'machshava at least, and the Ramah says you have to honor a nether b'machshava. So mistama, you're putting money in a pushka. Mistama, it's like a neder the second before you put it in that I'm planning on putting money to put to the stuck.
Right,
so mistama, you have to machmer on that Ramah that says a neder machshava is chal. But you may not have had in mind what you're doing with that money.
So you could put into the pushka next way. No, I want to go into this pushka. You can put into the pushka next
way. No, so it depends. It depends what you wanted. If there's a pushka that was to general aniyim, you can give to other aniyim. But it could be you can't go from mitzvah to mitzvah.
If it's a neder, I thought you could. Oh, from ani to ani.
Ani to ani, yes, but maybe. But if you, again, so let's summarize what we have now, and then we'll talk about specific shaylas. Okay? So, one, the shayla of if you made a general neder to one category, you're allowed to switch within that category, but you're not allowed to switch out of that category to something else. If you made a specific neder to one individual within that category, that's a machloikes of that mitzad your neder could be you could switch from category to category. The shayla is in, or were they kind of the money? So if you had the money, if you didn't have the money, there's no shayla. But if you had the money and you said you specifically want to give it to one ani, can you switch it to another? That's a machloikes, and it's kedai to be machmer on that. Okay, now. Again, if you didn't have the money, it's not a shayla. So if you said you're going to give over the year $1,000, whatever, $100 a month, your plan was to pay it out or something, so you weren't planning on giving it now. Or if you don't have the money, for sure if you don't have the money.
You have that much money. What if you have $1,000 you're making right now?
I'm not sure, because your das wasn't to be making it right now.
Oh, your das was to pay it over the year.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay. Now, here's a couple cases that the place can discuss, okay? One child is like this. Let's say they collected money. This is a shayla in Shulchan Aruch. They collected money for a need of a poor person. This poor person, he has. They're going to collect his. They're going to take his house away. We need to pay up the last 10 months of his mortgage, whatever. So we need to raise $25,000. Okay, so we go around. We collect. We come up with $30,000. So the people gave the money for this person, and the money was collected for this person. So what's the halacha with the extra money? So now, we're talking about now that they gave it to the gabbai already. It was collected. So if it was collected, the Shulchan Aruch, since it was, the money was collected for this guy, then a kuli alma, yad gabbai, once it's given to the gabbai, you can't change. You can't change your mind. Then the gabbai was collected like Rabbi Yosef. The gabbai was kind of for the ani. And therefore, even if it collected $30,000, you pay up, you give all 30 to the ani, even though he only needs 25. But since they were kind of for him, all the money goes to the ani. There's no, once it was given, and that's it. It all goes to him. Okay? So, Maisar ani, la'aysay ani. What about Maisar aniyim? Let's say they say in general, we're going to collect for aniyim in the town, and then they, you know, we're going to run a Pesach, you know, we're going to give out stuff for Pesach. So, you know, Maisar take a full stock, and they raise $50,000, it only costs $45,000. So then also, you have to keep that money, since it was collected already, so you have to save it for the next group of people that fall into that category. Okay, you can't switch. If the community, the same people that are collecting now, it comes up a different, Pidyon Shvuyim, comes up a different Tzorech, the money that was collected for this Inyan has to stay in that Inyan. Okay, and the money that was collected for that Ani has to stay for that Ani specifically.
But it was for Pesach, not for the next week.
Okay, it doesn't make a difference. That's the whole point. And it was also to pay off this guy's mortgage, and he paid it up, right? But the point is, it's not a borrow you could do. The gabbai is allowed to do that, but
if you didn't give it,
if you didn't give, but you thought to give, and now it's telling the other shayla of a marasil gavoya kimisar salahed you dummy. So we'll be telling that shayla, okay? Now, however, here's the other case which comes up. Let's say they collected for a Yosayma. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva like this. They collected for Yosayimim, and there was Gvirim that pledged for 3 years to be Mefarnes the Yosayimim. And after 2 years, the mother got married to a Gvir. So the Yosayimim don't need the money anymore. So now the Yosayimim don't need the money anymore. One of the Gvirim that pledged to support the Yosayimim, I'm not interested. Let the father support. Let the husband support them. I don't have to support them anymore. So to Chasam Sofer, is you're allowed to be matter the neder. You're allowed to be matter the neder because it wasn't al-das. You can't be matter be Pesach, no ilad, whatever. You can figure out a way to get rid of the neder. So if you get rid of the neder, then you're potter from it because maybe there's some sort of, you know, I wouldn't have been no doubt asking. However, to Chasam Sofer, if you're not going to be matter the neder, you have to give the money. So since that was, you can't give it to other Yisraelim, you pledge it to these Yisraelim. So you have to give it to these Yisraelim, and you can't change. Now,
is the Kenyan totally on the nether? I thought that the Kenyan was its own thing. That the Amira is itself a Kenyan.
So you're saying if you made a neder to this ani, so inside your neder, you could be yoytze with different aniyim.
Right.
Teretz is the kinyan. Right. So where's the kinyan over here if you plan on giving it for 3 years?
Right.
Right. So I'm not sure, unless you say that he's going, that he had the money.
They did not have the money.
They had the money for the 3 years already at the time of the neder.
Is the beginning of payment considered?
What? Right.
What about the fact that he begins to pay? Can that be a Kenyan when he begins to pay?
Yeah, or they gave it to the Gabbayim already.
The fact that he begins paying is not considered a Kenyan.
It sounds like they collected it already. So since they collected it already, now the shaila is you can't. Then once the Gabbay got it. But it's enough that you could. But the chiddush is you can be mat to the neder, which is a chiddush. Right? Well, after you gave it, how do you mat to the neder?
Why is it different than pledging to an ani? The taka wasn't the ani when you pledged.
No, so that because the whole thing was betwixt in the first place. Okay.
Right now, your pledge is for someone that's really not an ani.
No, but when you pledged it, he was.
Say I fill up a chiyuv to give it. So it's a din neder. It's not even stuck anymore.
It's mitzad. Well, the neder was nidrit staka, and even if and once you gave it to the gaboyim, the shadows were they coined it. They collected it already. It could be they were coined the money. That's the point. Okay. Now here's the shaila of the Shulchan Aruch. Right? L'chol, you have to say that the case of the Chasam Sofer is that they collected it already.
They collected it or they put the money
aside. Right. Now. What? Yeah, but it could be that they gave out the neder and seen the batayis on that. So the. Now, here, the Chasam Sofer does say, "Heichad the loy nasnu rak nadru litein v'hashir, less din v'leis dain dafilu atarei in tzarech." In a chanami, if they just made the neder and the guy becomes rich, now I don't have to pay it. The shaila was here: you gave it, so since you gave it, you can't take it back. The only way to take it back would be being undoing the whole neder in the first place.
Why would you not?
You have to go and be matirat. You have to go to a bezdin and be matirat. Yeah. So now the other case is in Shulchan Aruch is what happens.
Take back my life. Says the Yisraelim were actually right, so how do you take back when it's a matana?
Right. Well, you gave it all with the assumption that they needed the money.
Okay, but now it's matana. They've got it. So now I'm with Mr. Lo Raya. How do you get the money back?
Right, so you have to say is that you're going to go back, be matan the neder, and once you're matan the neder, so then there's an asin of a tois. So,
I don't know. I'm just saying.
So yeah, if you didn't give it yet, lechora, it's lechora. If they didn't give it, there's no kinyan. And Teretz is all you have is a neder. Inside the neder, you could probably give it to other aniyim, other yisayim.
What's what it means by hutameil?
Now, here's the other case in Shulchan Aruch. The other case is like this, a little more complicated. Let's say you collected money. Again, let's say you collect the money for a pinyan shvuyim, or you collect the money from Yisoyma to marry off the Yisoyma. So now you collected off the money, you collected $25,000, the chasana to marry off only cost $20,000. So now you have to give all 25, we said, to the Yisoyma. Now what happens if the engagement was broken off? She never got married. So now you collected this money. Now this comes out that she doesn't need it. I mean, the whole thing was betois. She never ended up getting married. Or let's say you collect the money for the pidyon shvuyim. Okay, and by the time you got to the shavui, he died. So there's not negeya. Okay, this was a whole shaila, if I remember correctly. There's a shaila that they collected money for when a certain group of people were going to come to America from the war, from Europe. And Lamaisa, they had all this money ready for them when they come to help them settle in, and they never made it. So shaila is, what do you do with the money? So Lamaisa, there's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba brought down Shulchan Aruch. It seems like we paskin, even if you collect it, but if the need was never there, the need never ended up coming, then you can give it back to the people.
You have to.
Yeah, I'm saying if there's 100,000 people who gave, oh, so he says if it's impossible to give it back, or the cost of giving it back would be more than that, you would lose too much money. It wouldn't be worth it. By the time you give it back to everybody, you would lose money or whatever. So then you can give it to something of a similar nature. But if basically the need never happened, okay, so then it's taka different. If the need happened but you collected too much money, then everyone taka gave money for the right reason. You just collected too much. Then you got to give it to that person, and that's it. So basically, that's why whenever someone's collecting for something specific, you really shouldn't be so specific about what you're collecting. Because if you're going to say, I'm doing this for this collection or for this guy, that's it. There's a neem in the city. Amongst the neem in the city is Pliny. And we need money for him and for the others. Mela, once you collected it, if you gave enough for him to finish his need, you don't have to give him extra money. Just keep the money for the next people. But if you collected it for this guy, he gets the money, period. He was kinda, he gets it, and no one can tie toys on that. Okay? Now, there's an interesting Shakvataria by I didn't know this. I was always wondering. Is that there's this talk of Rameir Balanes. Now Rameir Balanes, it goes to these Koilim in Eretz Yisrael, whatever. But what does that have to do with Rameir Balanes? Not Rameir, what's the Shaykh? So apparently, what? Yeah, it's before that, yeah. Apparently what happened was, is that there actually was a time that the people would collect money for Rameir Balanes, and the money would go to light Neiris, either on his yard site or not on his yard site, Leilu Nishmas Rameir Balanes. And this was the purpose of Tzaka, and that was the Sgula of giving to Rameir Balanes. So the Abezin Brisk, something Katzanella Bogan, so he said, what's his Neiris business? And rather, let's collect the money and we'll send it off to Eretz Yisrael. And all the learning that's being done in support with this money will be Le'ilu Nishmas Rameir Balanes. Much better. So people were giving money for Rameir Balanes, and he's going off and sending this money off to Eretz Yisrael. So the shaila was, is that a shinui? This shaila went around. It was very whole thing at that time. Reb Shlomo Kluger has tshuvas saying that it's all completely awesome. The people gave it al das to like the neiris leilu nishmas Rameir Balanes. You can't go change the money now to go to you can't go change it. That wasn't the neder. That's what they did it. What? I want the schus. Whatever the nether is, that's my nether.
Yeah, it's a
nether.
It's not
helpful. I don't know. Maybe people benefit from it. I don't know exactly. So the lemaisa in the end. So Rosh Hashanah Kluger didn't like it, but most of the poskim ended up saying that lemaisa, since it's. First of all, Faldas, the person who's collecting the money, and therefore, you know, that's what he meant by Rameir Balanes, and a few other things, and then they ended up saying that it's understood. But then, when it was starting, it was a whole controversy about this: is it a kiyum? Is it a kiyum of that particular neder? Okay.